Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I might have a run, do not walk. Maybe not for the boys. Maybe more for the girls, but I can't decide. I started a critically acclaimed series last night.
Is this K-bop?
No. You know, I am very
K-pop
persnickety.
Shut up, Dan.
When it comes to the shows I watch.
You're talking about the Demon Hunters movie?
It has to win an award for Dana to watch it.
It's a good movie.
And I love, she used to be Robin Wright. I always want to say Robin Wright Penn. It is Robin Wright who won all of the awards in House of Cards with Kevin Spacey. Okay. Robin Wright is back in a new psychological thriller called The Girlfriend. And the way the story unfolds is the first half of each episode is told through Robin Wright's character's eyes. The second half, almost in the same sequence, is told through her son's girlfriend's eyes. Half one is what the mom sees and remembers happening. The second half is what the girlfriend sees and remembers happening. So it's very interesting storytelling, which, Dan, you would love.
Yeah.
It's called The Girlfriend because her beloved and only son, who does remind me of my son, Jack, brings home a girlfriend who happens to be named Cherry.
I'm sorry.
Now we know why she loves it.
Insert joke there.
What?
Cherry?
Robin Wright's character is an art gallery dealer. She is well educated. They have a lot of money. And her only child brings home someone who happens to be more from a
street smart and scrappy background.
Yes. Thank you, Dan. Thank you.
She's been married a lot, by the way.
I'll tell you this. The first 5 seconds of the show, and this is in the trailer, I'm not spoiling anything, there's a whole lot of blood and a whole lot of screaming. It is a psychological thriller.
Okay.
And then it goes through what mom remembers the first time she met her, and then what the girlfriend remembers the first time she met mom. What's interesting about this show is you're not going to like either one of them. And you have to decide who's telling the truth, or are they both just awful? And it'll make you think.
What's the name of the girlfriend?
If your daughter brought home a young man and there were red flags right out of the gate, and I don't mean the name. That's not her fault. Her name's Cherry. But there started to be some red flags. Like, you maybe ask, where did you go to school, young man? And he says something a little, and you're like,
school of hard knocks, ma'am.
We sure you went to Pembroke? You know, that kind of thing. It's really good. I went to bed at 1 o'clock this morning.
Now, wait a minute. Would you say if one of your kids came home with a significant other that you were not 100% sure about?
Just your radar is up.
Would you say something?
Hoy. So that's also part of it. Do you say something? Because your child is falling in love with this person and you're like, I'm seeing some red flags here.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you right now. I've dated a handful of women since Sean and I got divorced. I'm not going to name any names because I don't want to get sued.
Did your mom say something?
I'm about to get to that. Hang on. Of the four serious relationships I've had since Sean and I got divorced like 16, 17 years ago, there was one that was a double thumbs down. And if she's listening, I'll let you figure out who you are. My mother never said a word.
Whoa, I thought you were going to say she did.
No.
She never said a word until it was all over. And then she said,
Once it was over,
She probably sighed a lot.
My mother said to me, she pulled me aside and said, I'm going to tell you something. It's just between you and me.
Yep.
Obviously, it's not anymore. We're about to be.
And all of our listeners.
I never liked her.
Did you ask her, Mom, why didn't you say anything?
I did.
And I think most moms would say the same thing. I'm guessing I know what she said.
You had to figure it out on your own.
That's exactly what she said.
You are an adult. You have to make your mistakes.
Totally. But also, the mom would probably say, I want my boy to be happy.
That's right.
And are you happy?
And if this makes you happy.
She said you needed to figure this out on your own. Then
that's a hard thing for a parent to do.
Then there was another that got two thumbs up.
Okay, it's a lot easier to say, love this one.
This one is the one.
Like this one a lot.
That one turned out to be two thumbs down. I think you know who that is.
It's a lot easier to say, man, I give this my blessing. This looks great. Than it is to say, can we talk? You know, I know you better than almost anyone. Like, I know you're an adult. However,
You haven't shared your bank account information yet, have you?
Right. It's called The Girlfriend. I watched it through Prime.
You didn't answer my question. If one of your kids, we know that Olivia.
Oh, she's
and
the
Jack,
one I chose from day one.
She is a rock star. I mean, she's two thumbs up. But if one of the other three comes home with somebody that you're sus about, are you going to say anything?
No.
Why?
If they asked, I would offer my advice carefully. Because I think as a parent, you know this, the minute you start saying, my radar's up on this one, it can push even an adult in their 40s the opposite way.
Would you say, let me ask you this. If one of them comes home with somebody that you're sus about, would you just say, lovely, absolutely mm-hmm. lovely, just remember this word, prenup.
Or you take your opportunity to get that boyfriend, girlfriend off to the side by yourself and say, okay, what's up with you?
Oh!
Oh!
Ew!
Yeah.
There's a line in the trailer, Scott.
We're all adults, right?
There's a line in the trailer. This is in the trailer. I have not gotten to this episode where Robin Wright Penn, and she can be an icy.
Robin Wright. They've been divorced
for
like 20
years. She can be a very
years.
Icy character and plays one. She's an art dealer. Come on. She is clutching her pearls. And in the trailer, the girlfriend says, he loves me. Something to the effect, he loves me or we're going to be married. And she just looks at her and goes, we'll see about that.
Whoa.
Oh, it is going to be so good. And somebody ends up, I think somebody ends up dead. There's a lot of blood at the beginning in the first 3 seconds.
I mean, it is the art world.
So my criteria for anybody who wants to date my children mm-hmm. is real simple. I don't care how educated you are. I don't care what you do. If you get dirt under your nails, I don't care. Do you treat her like a queen?
Yeah.
That's all I care about. Honest to God, I couldn't care if you live in a two-bedroom house for the rest of your life. Do you treat my daughter like a queen?
And what are your goals? Whatever they might be, do you have any?
Yeah, do you have them?
Are you going somewhere?
Do you have them?
Exactly.
But you don't have to make $1 million.
No.
You don't have to wear a suit to work.
Nope.
You don't.
Nope.
Do you treat her like a queen, and can you provide for her?
Yeah.
That's all I care about. That's it.
Because you ain't getting my ex on stock.
Say it again, Sam.
I said provide for her how?
So that she's not worried about where the next meal's coming from.
And you know this, Scott. You want your daughters to work. I want my daughters would tell you they're going to work. They want to work. You're not saying, can you take care of her so she can sit at home?
No, absolutely not.
You're saying, do you bring enough
to
the table?
Do you bring 50% to the table?
Amen.
Are you not taking, you know, the gathered monies and going to the boats?
Correct.
Every night, you know.
Are you injecting something into your arm at night? Then you've got to go. Do you bring 50% to the table? That's all I ask.
That's it. 50%
and treat her like the ground that she walks on is holy.
Wow, it's about money. Okay.
It's not about money.
It's about stability.
Do you have a dowry?
913.
Gotta bring at least $100,000 to the table.
And a goat. I want $100,000 and a goat.
And a dowry.
There's a buy-in here.
I don't know that the word dowry has ever been said on this show.
Well, there it is.
In 14
Maybe that's
years.
Our next buzzword.
By the way, speaking of buzzword, Brian Busby is on the hotline. We will get to him in just a moment and give him today's buzzword, which we anticipate will be said at some point if he accepts the challenge.
It is from years gone by.
At 5:15 this afternoon on Channel 9. If so, we will broadcast it live here on Dana and Parks.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it has been too long. It has been way too long since we've had our last buzzword with Brian Busby.
When these things come about, they come about usually in a very organic, funny way.
Brian, good afternoon.
Hello, Brian.
I'm a little worried.
Well, let me tell you what happened. We were out in the newsroom earlier.
And by the way, organic has two meanings.
And the boys were playing awful music. I don't even remember what it was. And I had sent Sam a new artist that I really liked, and I wanted him to listen to it. And they were playing this, I don't even know what they were playing. And I said, Sam, I want you to play this song I sent you and do it, you know, quickly. But I didn't use the word quickly. The word that came out, everyone goes, well, there's the new buzzword.
And so the word means immediately, quickly, right now.
Okay.
The word, Dana, is...
toot sweet. Now, here's the deal. Brian, we don't know. We don't know if toot sweet.
Very happy with that.
We don't know if toot sweet is one word. We don't know if it's two. We don't know if it's hyphenated.
It's actually two. I looked it up.
It's French.
It's toot sweet.
Toot sweet.
Très bien. Hello, c'est ça.
Yeah. Aber natürlich, mein Herr. Can you, let me rephrase, I know you can. Do you accept today's buzzword challenge of toot sweet?
Neville Miller is in the background shaking his head.
Boo!
Should I do it? Yeah. I think I can do it.
You accept today's challenge of toot sweet?
I accept today's challenge. Hmm.
Well,
now will it be toot sweet at 5:17 p.m.?
We'd like to hear the word toot sweet, Brian.
I'm sorry. What was that? You cut
I think she was making a play on words. She said, we'd like to hear the word toot sweet, which means I'd like to hear it right now.
Oh, toot sweet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go for it. Toot sweet.
Okay. And this will be in the forecast at 5:17. Is that correct?
It will be. It'll be done in my voice as opposed to any other.
Can you put Neville on the phone real quick?
Hold on. Let me get over to him.
Ask him why he hates Joy.
I am here.
Why do you hate Joy, Neville?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I hate joy? No, I love watching Brian's brain work and try and come up with a way to get this word in.
It's words?
Yeah. Yes.
Words. You know, and he said under his breath, better you than me, buddy.
I did. Full disclosure, I did say that.
Now, the next time Brian goes on vacation or ruptures his Achilles tendon again, we will give you, Mr. Neville, a buzzword, and you have to accept it.
Ooh, have to. Okay, well, you got to start me out easy then.
Okay. Oh,
Brian's got a few years on me of doing this.
Okay. All right. And by the way, Neville, I'm going to tell you right now, you hold the record for the person who says KMBZ the fastest in history.
Okay, that's the first time I've ever held the record in anything.
I love it.
I'll celebrate that.
Can you get us out of here with Neville Miller, KMBZ weather?
KMBZ weather.
That's also what Neville Miller, KMBZ weather.
Oh. That was way too slow.
That was too sweet. Yeah,
that was too slow.
Wow. You guys are great. I think that's 2/10 off its regular time.
Yeah, it's way off. It's way off. Brian, yeah. By the way, this weather could not be better.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Oh,
it's windy,
God.
But not bad. I mean, it stays above normal. We don't really get back into fall. Next week, write it down. Put it on your calendar. That next week, probably the first taste of the North Pole, and I'm not talking Santa. Arctic air.
Mm.
And Brian, we always blame the weather dudes when the weather is bad, so
which
we figured we'd say thank you because it's good.
Okay, I can give you my Venmo if you want to know what it is.
I will gladly send you a request to Venmo me.
All right,
that's not the way it works, bro.
All right, toot sweet it is at 5:17 this afternoon.
I'm going to give it a shot.
All right, we will be there live.
Love you guys.
All right, love you too, man. Be well.
See you, bro.
All right, bye-bye. We'd be remiss if we don't mention the passing of Dick Cheney today.
Absolutely.
Former Vice President of the United States from 2001 to 2009. Got a horrible reputation by some. And was largely blamed for the United States invasion of Iraq in 2003. I never met him. I saw him at the convention. But... this was a man, whether you agreed with him or not, who stood by what he believed. And, you know, I've been watching all the news this morning, people saying he loved nothing more than this country except his family.
I believe that. I believe that with all my heart. He survived five
heart attacks.
I believe multiple surgeries.
I believe
heart transplants.
I believe his first one was at 37.
84 years old. It was a long life of service, and I'm glad that you mentioned it, Scott.
He was the youngest ever chief of staff to a U.S. president. He was the chief of staff to Gerald Ford.
Really?
Yes, and he was in his 30s as a chief of staff. Then he ran for Congress out of Wyoming, where he served, I believe, four terms, if I'm not mistaken. It may have been five. And then he was tapped to be the defense secretary under George H.W. Bush. And then I don't know what he did during the Clinton era. Oh, no, he was the CEO of Halliburton.
That's right.
During the Clinton years. And then in 2001, George W. Bush tapped him to find him a vice president.
Yeah.
And he came up with a bunch of names. And George W. Bush said, my pick is you.
In a 2013 CBS 60 Minutes interview, Cheney told CNN correspondent Sanjay Gupta that his heart issues were a product of genetics and an unhealthy lifestyle. His family did have a history of bad hearts, but he also indulged in fatty foods, some beer, and up to 3 packs of cigarettes per day.
Wow.
I did not know that.
I did not know that either. That's news to me. I did not know he was a smoker. Huh.
84 years old.
His voice didn't show it.
Had a heart transplant at the age of 71. And it was not thought that he would live much longer after the heart transplant. He lived another 13 years.
Yeah.
So may God bless Dick Cheney. May God bless his family. He had a number of grandchildren, 2 daughters, of course. May God bless them. 913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Where did you find this?
Oh, this is from one of the greatest cinematic pieces of all time. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Have you never seen that?
No, I've never seen Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
It's good. Danny, you missed it. I just played Toot Sweet from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Bedknobs and Broomsticks? We had good movies growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a musical?
Ish. The movie is not musical-y, but it is based on a musical.
It's all right.
Then I have no interest.
Also, according to the text line, it is Dick Van...
Dyke?
Dyke.
Is that his name?
Dick Van Dyke.
They spelled Duke, and I was like, that doesn't look right to me.
No, Dick Van Dyke.
Apparently, it's his 100th birthday today.
And he is still with us, I believe, correct?
He is still with us. Okay. Let me check and make sure that's correct.
That is not today. Texter, you're wrong.
I'm glad. Anyway. I'm glad you were talking about nostalgia real quick, because Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and, oh my gosh, Mary Poppins and Willy Wonka. We watched all those growing up as a family growing up in Topeka. And one of the things in your This Day in History or your National Day of caught my attention today. It is National Easy Bake Oven Throwback Day, or whatever today is.
That is
right?
Correct.
Anyone listening, even remotely close to our age and older, had that thing. It was,
if you were a girl,
magical. It was literally magical, and it would take an hour to bake one cookie. There was only room in mine. Maybe we had the knockoff brand from Algo, but there was only room for one cookie in mine, and it was a light bulb. All it was a light bulb. Inside this thing sort of shaped like an oven.
Like a toaster.
And you would just blast the light bulb onto the cookie, and an hour later you would have a lukewarm, still not quite done in the middle cookie. It made a complete mess, and it was glorious.
Oh, my.
Oh, I love the easy bake oven.
Dick Van Dyke, by the way, will turn 100 on December 13th.
Good. Well, we're all over with our dates today.
Yes. Baby Lisa.
Baby Lisa went missing a month ago, 14 years ago.
Last month, a day ago.
And you know, not a damn person covered it, I don't think. I don't remember seeing that in the news cycle.
Well, what do you want them to do on the 14th anniversary of her disappearance?
I don't know. Scott, I don't know.
Here's what's happened with Baby Lisa. And I don't mean
it's the gathering person. Dust on the file at the police department.
Here's what I mean about Baby Lisa, the story. Everybody has resigned themselves to the fact that she's dead. She's dead. Baby Lisa is dead. And I don't know who killed her. I have my suspicion. And what are we going to do? Every year,
I know.
Before we go to break and get to sports and weather, today is the 14th anniversary of Baby Lisa's disappearance.
Well, be honest, Scott, the reporters, most of the reporters now,
wouldn't
save
have
for
any
a handful,
idea.
Don't even know who she is.
No.
As our seasoned reporters start to retire.
Correct.
There are fewer and fewer reporters, even at the Kansas City Star, that will know who she was.
I bet you if I called either one of my daughters right now, and one is 24, one is 21, and said, who is Baby Lisa? Both of them would say, I have no idea.
I only know of it because of you guys.
Yep.
I didn't know about it. By the way, before we go any further, coming up next segment, we're doing terrible jokes.
Oh, that's right.
It must be terrible, but arable.
3:45.
That's right.
Do you want them to start submitting them now? Because that text line jumps and it moves and,
913-586-7798. The ones that are not arable, we will laugh at, but we will not read. Please keep them arable.
My dad always texts, what was that one? I'm like, Dad, we're trying to do a show here.
Mind your business.
Well, Craig. We have that Facebook group of KMBZ regulars, and they always ask me, what was that joke? And I'm like, I can't sit here and type them all out. I'm sorry.
So if you have an arable but terrible joke, read that a dad joke. Keep it clean. We encourage you to text it in right now at 913-586-7798. We will get to terrible jokes right after the next break. Okay?
Toot sweet.
Toot sweet.
I cannot wait. Did you set a reminder, by the way? Do you know how many times we've just blown right through the 5 o'clock news because
we've never missed it.
There was one time. I'm pretty sure we did.
No, we didn't. We didn't miss it. I definitely didn't go back and pull the audio. We did not miss
it. We did not do that. That would probably be illegal.
Why are we?
We'd all be arrested.
Telling people that we missed it.
Mm-hmm. A comic that was found in the attic could become the most valuable ever. A pristine copy of the first Superman comic could fetch more than $6 million after three brothers found it stored in their late mother's home.
How does this happen to people?
The incredible find also unearthed five valuable early copies of Action Comics, the publication that introduced Superman to the world in its premiere issue.
Scott, how do you have something like that in your possession and it's in an attic and no one in the family knows it? Explain that to me.
I cannot.
It dates back to 1939, so it wouldn't have been, it was their mother's attic or their grandmother's?
Their mother's attic.
So it would have been her mom or dad that had it.
The copy,
her mom or dad. And wouldn't they have said at some point, hey, don't spill water on that. That could be worth something.
The copy of Superman number one was issued in 1939 after National Allied changed its name to Detective Comics, Inc.,
oh God,
forever known to fans as DC. I did not know that DC Comics stood for Detective Comics.
I didn't either.
Heritage Auction says that Superman has long been among the most valuable comics. A copy of Action Comics number one sold for $6 million last year. Another edition of Superman number one went for $5.3 million in 2022.
Three Northern California brothers started taking stock of their late mother's belongings in their family home during the holiday season last year and discovered for decades she had held on to a cache of old comic books. There wasn't just one, there were multiple, tucked away in an attic beneath layers of brittle, faded newspapers and cobwebs.
The comic is graded a 9.0 by CGC.
My gosh.
Why do people keep newspapers? Just random ones. Obviously, like World Series.
Yeah.
You know,
I had the Super Bowl
big
one until Willem put it in the fireplace because I asked him to start
I've never understood that. I'm also the weirdo that when I find one of those at an estate sale, I'm like, wow, this is cool.
So I do keep newspapers. But
I kept the Oklahoma City bombing one.
But they're only major events.
Yeah. You don't have the World Trade Center one?
I don't believe I have that one.
But I'm talking like random ones. There are, for whatever reason, right, there are people out there that will just keep like Tuesday, November 4th, 2025 was not the day that baby Lisa went missing. And they just keep that newspaper.
No, that was 14 years ago last month.
Okay, now listen to this. The boys are in their 50s and 60s. Their mom had always told them she had an expensive comics collection, but never showed them. It was a twist on the old, we think mom threw those away, comics story. If you are sitting on something that you think is valuable, why wouldn't you tell, not even on your deathbed, why wouldn't you just say, hey, if something were to happen to me, you know,
I got Superman number one upstairs.
FYI, I've got Superman number one.
Because their grimy fingers would go looking for it and one smudge and all of a sudden that rating drops half a point.
But who's to say, Sam, that they didn't just box all those old newspapers up and just throw them out because they didn't realize what they had.
Well, that's what they were doing.
Wouldn't you and then verbalize that to somebody?
Only if you can trust they won't go looking for it.
What if they were struggling to pay her like long-term care bills?
Do you have anything of great value?
No.
Well, she had a George Brett signed jersey.
I did.
Had.
Liquidated that. It even said right on the back. Ugh. George, if you're listening, please just sign me another one. So stupid.
You really have no idea where it is?
No, she knows where it went.
It was just donated. Someone literally got to some like flea market and saw Wright and thought, oh, George signed it. If you know what his signature looks like, you immediately know it when you see it. Mm-hmm. And the number on the back is 981.
It's 98.1, I think.
Yeah.
That liquidator said, holy grail.
No, I think it just went into a bag with all the other stuff, Sam. And listen to this. We have been told by my mother, I mean, I'll believe it when I see it. But she says when we come down for Thanksgiving, we have until December 1 to get anything we want out of her storage unit. And then,
okay.
No, listen. She swears. Right. December 1.
Okay.
She says this to me, Dana, we have got to get rid. Do you know what we have paid over? And I go, oh, no. We know, Mom. We know what you've paid to keep that stuff for 3 years that you don't even know what's in there. So she says we've got until December 1 to get out anything we want.
Okay.
The difference is she does not have Superman comic number one. It's like Beanie Babies that have been slobbered on and don't have their tags attached, which even if they did, wouldn't be worth anything.
And so Because they're not in the box?
Even then it wouldn't be. Like, let's say you
paid... A Beanie Baby in the box is worth something.
Let's say you paid like $7 for it and maybe it's worth $9. I mean, it's not like a Superman comic.
Okay. And by the way...
It might be worth something someday.
Yeah, I could sell this someday is the quickest path to hoarders.
Yes!
Mm-hmm. I could sell that someday.
Someday that might be worth something.
Sam, do you have anything that's worth like a lot of money?
She kept my drill team jacket, Scott.
My organs. That's about it.
My organs. Yes.
Want to sell a kidney?
Exactly.
God.
I have opened Star Wars action figures.
Got a right toe.
Which are probably worth $12-13 a piece. And a very extremely rare Thin Lizzy CD that nobody cares about.
Well, no, your Kiss collection.
I have a Kiss album that is now currently framed with the vinyl inside. It is the rarest Kiss record of all time. Only 100,000 were ever printed.
With the not-so-appropriate letters on them?
No, the appropriate letters on them.
Well, they're appropriate for Kiss, but...
Listen to what one of the brothers says. Give me a break. This is not simply a story about old paper and ink. This was never just about a collectible.
Mm-hmm.
This is a testament, he says, to memory, family, and the unexpected ways the past finds its way back to us. No, it's not. This is a testament that you are now a millionaire.
The text line is 913-586-7798. We will do Terrible Joke Tuesday in just a moment. We need your arable but terrible jokes at 913-586-7798.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, ladies and germs, it is time for Terrible Joke Tuesday, where your jokes have to be terrible but arable. All right, read
Dana that. Was out in the newsroom doing math to figure hers out.
Do you want to go ahead and start with yours?
Well, I've got a bunch of them.
Looks like a major engineering problem.
I will start us off.
Okay.
Your jokes have to be terrible but arable. Here is one. Hey, Sam.
Yes?
What state is known for its really tiny drinks?
I don't know.
Mini soda.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
That was an oldie buddy goodie. Why did Beethoven get rid of his chickens?
I have no idea.
They just kept yelling, Bach, Bach, Bach.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
You know, my boss asked me to stop with all the corny jokes that I've been telling lately.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I will. It's not like he's going to call the crops.
Hey, Scott.
Dana.
What did the big flower say to the little flower?
I don't know.
Hi, bud.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
You know, cars these days just have way too many gadgets. I tried to put it in reverse, and all it did was play a video of somebody being run over.
Hey, Dana.
Okay, come on.
Okay. Out. Yes, Scott.
Now, this is a Star Wars joke.
Oh, God. Here we go. Okay.
Maybe. Hang on. Hey, Sam.
Yes?
Did I tell you Chuck Norris defeated Anakin Skywalker with the lightsaber?
No. Yeah,
and then he turned it on.
Wow.
That's actually pretty good. Hey, Scott.
Yes?
Did I tell you I'm writing a book about glue?
No.
I'm stuck on the first chapter.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
Did you hear about the kidnapping at the school?
No.
Nah, it was okay. He woke up.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
Two sheep walk into a... Bah! Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's the joke. That's all.
Another Star Wars joke that just came in from 2497. Hey, Sam.
Yes.
Did I tell you, Darth Vader once said he didn't listen to George Michael.
Really?
Yeah, he said he found his lack of faith disturbing.
Get out. Hey, Dana.
What, Sam?
Why should you wait for your plants to start growing before tending to your garden?
Ew, why do you wait for your plants to start growing before tending to your garden?
If you do it any earlier, you're just pretending.
And I gotta get out?
Hey, mm-hmm. Sam.
Yeah?
What happened when the blue ship and the red ship collided at sea?
I don't know.
Their crews were marooned. Hey, Scott.
Dana.
What's the difference between the bird flu and the swine flu?
What?
One requires tweetment and the other an oinkment.
Sam.
Was that the one that you had to map out?
No.
Okay. Yes?
The surface of the earth is approximately 70% water. You knew that, right?
Yeah.
None of it is carbonated, thus proving the earth is flat.
Nice.
I'll see myself out.
Oh, Joe, text line, I can't read that one.
Sam, do you know why air used to be free at the gas station? Now it costs $2.50.
Really?
Inflation.
Dana.
Yes.
From 7129, did you know that Bruce Lee had a brother that was always ahead of time?
No.
Yeah, his name was Earl Lee.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Sam.
What is a tree's least favorite month?
I don't know.
September!
Hey, Scott, why do peppers make such good archers?
I don't know.
Because they habanero.
These are bad.
These are terrible today.
All right.
Hey, I got one. No. Before you do the one you've been practicing all afternoon,
okay.
Your dad and I can appreciate this one.
Okay.
This is from 7129.
Okay.
Dana.
Yes.
How do you get a drummer off your porch?
How do you get a drummer off your porch?
You pay him for the pizza. Thank you, Dan.
Nice.
Thank you, Dan.
Nice. That's pretty good.
Come on.
Okay.
Drummers, they don't have real jobs.
That's a terrible joke.
Okay.
Did I tell you, Sam,
you've been practicing this for hours.
Sam, did I tell you the other day I ran across three moles living in a little mole?
Okay.
The first mole stuck his head out and said, "I smell pancakes."
Mm-hmm.
The second mole stuck her head out and said, "I smell honey."
Uh-huh.
The third little mole tried to stick his head out but got stuck behind the other two and said, "I smell molasses."
Your delivery was so bad. That is one of the greatest jokes of all time.
Molasses. Molasses. Molasses.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
Where do ye find a pirate who's lost his wooden leg?
Sam, I don't know. Where do ye?
Right where ye left
ye. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.